We're talking this week about the importance of making our faith internal, making it a part of the way we exist, making it a part of the way we think. And I talked about that dynamic Tuesday and Wednesday, yesterday and the day before, about thinking in the faith like we would think in our own or a different language. And that's what we're called to do. It kind of reminds me on a separate story was when I was studying electronics with the Navy, someone had tipped me off ahead of time. He says, keep this in mind that you're not going to, you know, they're going to teach you this stuff and you just accept it. Just let it go. Just accept it because you're not going to understand it. But then there'll come a point where all of a sudden everything turns on and you will understand it. And I realized when I reached that point, the reason why I understand it is because I could think in it in a sense. You have to understand, electronics and plumbing are, by the way, extremely similar. You'd be surprised. How are they similar? They just really are. And when I came to realize that, suddenly I could think in electronics in a way that I understood plumbing, just from growing up with running water in a house because I lived in the 20th century. And that's one of the powerful things that happened, because now I began to think in a whole new way to help me understand it. And that's what we're called to do in our faith, to understand it to that level. And so I'm kind of encouraging you, no, I'm not kind of, I'm definitely encouraging you away from just understanding on a rote level, but making it an intense part of you. We are here every single day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can also hear us on our podcast. We welcome you to this, especially if this is your first time. We hope you enjoy what you experience here. And if you are returning, we're so happy that you're part of our regular audience. And we ask that you share this link in either way with friends and families, share it in your parish, tell your pastor even, so that we can reach a larger audience and we give this to you freely so that you can hear and share as we teach here. You're also welcome to come to our parish in Alston, Massachusetts, if you're in the Alston, Massachusetts area, 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays. So what we have here, we share with you, and we ask that you share it with others. And now let's continue with our episode. So here we have this whole reality that's what we're called to do. We're called to think in this way. Now, our living our faith in that way is really essential for our time, because we really are living in a time that St. Paul also talked about for his time, where people are constantly trying to convince you of their ideas, their philosophies, their principles, their products even. We're living in a time where communication, we're in the, as they say, the communication age, which we're now in the deeper level of that. And so the whole focus of this is not so much that we are communicating with each other, that we can, if we work for NASA, in milliseconds communicate with people who are orbiting the Earth in the space station, which is part of the communication age. But we're living at a time where messages and philosophies and ideas are constantly bombarding us, and we have to know what is the truth. Otherwise, we can get lost in those messages and philosophies and ideas. But more so, and this is what is essential, more so, we can not only get lost in the truth, our role is to be signs of the truth. We're called to be the light to the world and the salt of the earth. So if we're easily diverted from the truth, then we can't be signs of the truth. Let's go back to a recent article I wrote, but it's always one of my messages I bring out. What was the reason why Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed? They weren't destroyed because of the sinfulness of the people. It was the lack of the righteous people. Why were there no righteous? Because they didn't understand the truth. And you can say, well, we're called to teach the truth. Well, that's true, but you're called to know it first. And you're not called to know it like you understand just a simple mess. You're not called to know it like you can tell me what is the capital of India is. which, as I understand, it's Mumbai. You have to know it as you understand the reason why you drink water every day. Let me give you another example. There are plenty of people who haven't darkened the door of a church for decades who can tell me all the Ten Commandments. They might be able to recite them. They can tell me everything that there is to know about their faith, Catholic faith, or if they're not Catholic, another faith. They can tell me all the teachings. They can tell me anything they need to know, but it's not part of them. It's not central to their existence. They don't think in the faith. They don't understand it to that level. So that's why it's not really a part of them. If need to be, they can go to church, but it's not really a part of them. Where there are others, go to church every Sunday, some more on a daily level, who understand exactly what the Eucharist is. They understand exactly what they're doing when they're at Mass. They may not understand everything at Mass. They may not know the difference between the epiclesis and the anamnesis, but they can understand what is happening there, and it is a central part of them. And we're called to be believers. We're called to be Catholics to that level. I enjoy baseball. I enjoy baseball, but it's not so central to me as someone who is a major baseball fan and can recite every statistic from Ty Cobb to any of the players that are today. So you understand that there is that difference, and we're called to be part of that difference as it plays itself out in the context of faith. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Do you ever want to have an input into the homily preparation of a priest? Do you ever want to share with a priest or a deacon any ideas on which to preach? Well, let me invite you to CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on Input for Homily in the top left side of the page and follow the instructions. There, your words may have a great input on what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. So remember, CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on Input for Homily and follow the instructions, and your words may make a difference at what is preached every single weekend at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. That's St. Anthony Parish, Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website, check out the archives of the show, and let people know. Say, hey, I was listening to the show the other day. I listen to different forms of radio, and I've discussed it. You know, I'm listening to this really interesting show. You should check it out. Or a podcast, or whatever the case may be. I'm listening right now to Christianity Today series, one of the Christianity Today series on podcasts. And whatever the case may be, that reminds me, I have that habit of saying whatever the case may be. And there's another radio show overnight over at WABC that I listen to occasionally. I listen to regularly. And turns out Frank Morano, who is the host, says that all the time. I'm not the only one who keeps saying whatever the case may be. But spread the word. Let people know that you're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish and our other program, St. Anthony Overnight. So we're talking about that importance of how our faith becomes, this is what we've focused on this week, becomes central to us, how we start becoming people who understand our faith to a profound level. A story that pops into my mind is, you know, you've heard me tell the story that I was away from the church for about 5 years, and I get deeply involved in alcohol, drinking, and consuming on a regular basis, regular meaning daily, and I always knew my limit. When I saw double, it was time for me to go home. That was literally true. That was my limit. I came to a point where I had to understand that I was drinking, therefore drinking and driving don't go together, so I did not drive. And I did not own a car, and when I quit drinking, I said, hey, I can own a car now. I literally did, so that's what I did. So that's how much I was into drinking. So, and how much impact it was when I quit. But there's an important message there. I remember I was on a retreat after I came back to the church, and I remember there was an exercise where you're supposed to, like, feel your heart and hear your heart beating or whatever. And I remembered that my heart was beating through all the time I was away from the church. I was away from God. I was drinking on a regular basis. I just described what that means. Yet my heart was still beating, telling me that God was still calling me, as he does for each and every one of us. Well, that's a level of understanding of God's presence in our life. And that's certainly a level of understanding more than just some saying, yes, we believe that God is present in our life. But it's to that level and deeper we're called to know our faith. So therefore, it's not, well, I'm at Mass. If I go to Mass, then I should receive the Eucharist if I'm in a state of grace because that's what it is and that's what they do and that's the normal routine. No. It's I'm coming before the Lord and I am receiving him in the Eucharist and he is reaching out to me as I reach out to him. And as I explain to people all the time, when the priest or Eucharistic minister or deacon says the body of Christ, that amen is a powerful act. In some countries, it's illegal, by the way. It's a powerful act. It's saying, yes, I believe this and I embrace Christ's teachings and the gospel and the church. And I am committing myself. I am offering myself up to Christ as he offers himself to me. And with all the rights, responsibilities, and consequences of doing that, it's not just a benign act. It's a powerful act that we do on a profound level. That's why if you are not ready to receive communion, don't go up. It's not so much, well, that's the rule. It's you're not ready. Wait till it's more profoundly rooted in you. And you'll understand it at a different level. You know, think of that. There are these people who are calling for politicians, for bishops to tell politicians not to receive the Eucharist because of their stand on abortion. Okay. And they cite Canon 915. How about on a more deeper level saying, look, why don't you evaluate your position on abortion, see where it disagrees with the Catholic Church, and bring this to prayer and understand why the church teaches what it does. And if you're not ready to change your position on abortion, don't receive the Eucharist because you're standing before the Lord and saying, I'm not ready, and you're not ready. Don't stand before the Lord and say, I know what the church teaches, but I'm going to do things my way. That's really never a position you want to be in. That's a position that Jesus condemned. So you don't want to be in that position. Thank you again for listening. And if you enjoyed the message, please share to other people, not only the message, but where you can find it. And hopefully we'll have more listening tomorrow with Father Adriano Zandana. Have a blessed day. In Cristo vivimos.